It's time for Taking It to the Streets with the Shung and Chappelle Show, presented by Imagination Media. Stay tuned every Saturday at 11 a.m. for discussions on controversial and hot topics, the latest on state-of-the-art natural healing remedies and solutions to life's challenges. And now, your host, Nicole Shung, with yours truly, Dr. James Chappelle.
Welcome to the Shung and Chappelle Show, and I'm Nicole Shung. For 22 years, I have been an investigative journalist, reporter, publisher, and editor of the California Sun newspaper. It is our intention with this program to take you into the wonderland of all possibilities. Our goal is to create sustainable communities and develop inspirational centers for our children to find their purpose and work with us to develop solutions for a better world by achieving financial freedom, optimum health, and elevating our consciousness. Remember, it is our thoughts that create our reality. Let us all together see the world we want for our children. Yes, we can, and I will prove it to you.
And I'm Dr. James Chappelle. I'm multi-board certified as a chiropractic physician, traditional naturopath, and social worker. Since 1971, I've been a health and law activist, researcher, and educator. I've even been called a modern-day Sherlock Holmes of medicine, an old-fashioned country doctor. I've been on the cutting edge of vibrational and energy medicine for decades, and I'm well-versed on the latest protocols to cure many of our serious health problems we face today.
Good morning, Arizona. Dr. Jim's segment is more on the law. If you listened to last week's program, he went into the sovereignty law, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and we're going to get more in-depth and what our rights really are.
Yes. Well, I went through a lot like in 15 seconds. I mean, the Declaration of Independence, are you kidding me? But go ahead. Go ahead.
Our golden man of the hour will be Michael Horn, and he will have a topic of our ET connection through Billy Meyer. And Billy Meyer is like, 37 years of ET connections. He was contacted when he was 5 years old. He went through 11-year apprentice program with the ETs, and he's going to have amazing transformational information for us all.
Wait, you're saying 37 years Billy Myers
has been reporting on
Entertainment Tonight?
He has, dancing and singing.
Oh, gosh.
And turning into a little green man.
Oh, okay, so you're not talking about Entertainment Tonight. You're talking about extraterrestrials.
Our ET connection, that's right. You thought it was Entertainment Tonight?
Well, I was wondering.
Very profound, Dr. Jim.
Yeah, I know. I'm heavy.
Billy Meyer is probably one of the most famous ET contacts ever on this planet.
Really?
Yes, and you'll hear all about it from Michael Horn.
Is he still alive, Billy Meyer?
Yes, he is.
You're eating up my segment.
All right. Then we'll just go into who's real and who's not.
Oh, well, okay. So let me get to talk about what I want to talk.
Go.
Hey, folks. Last week we talked about unalienable rights versus inalienable, and I'm just going to recap. The Declaration of Independence says that our Creator granted us unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. In the Constitution, the United States Constitution, it does not talk about unalienable. It says inalienable, granted rights by our government. That's the difference. The Constitution, inalienable rights can be revoked. They can be repealed. You can waive them, hopefully with informed consent, but your right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness granted by our Creator cannot be revoked, cannot be repealed. So that's very important that you understand that.
But I want to know what we can do about either one of those words that you cannot even say.
Oh, well, I'm saying them. I'm getting it out. But, it's like 11 o'clock in the morning here on Saturday. I need a drink. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, let's just forget those difficult words to say. Let's jump into what I want to talk about. License. This is very interesting. I started my research relative to marriage license, and once I looked up what a license was, and I've got all kinds of Supreme Court decision comments here, but I'm going to cut to the chase. A license is permission by authority to do an act which, without that permission, would be illegal. Now think about that for a second. What they're saying is it's illegal for two people to get married. Unless they take out a marriage license. That makes it legal. You get it? So where did that come from? Do your research, folks, and you'll find out that many years ago, 200, 300 years ago, the government really didn't want, the townspeople really didn't want blacks marrying whites. So they said, okay, you can't get married without a marriage license. You have to have our authority, and we're not going to grant it. So then you're married illegally. You see how that's set up? Now take the same license and look at a driver's license. You're granting permission to do something that without would be illegal. And I agree with this one. You shouldn't be able to drive a vehicle in traffic without a driver's license. However, you need to look up what a driver is, and you need to look up what traffic is. Listen to this definition. A driver, one employed in conducting a vehicle. Wow. Is there a difference between an automobile and a vehicle? Absolute. Why? Because a vehicle has a definition. It's an automobile for hire is a motor vehicle used for commercial purposes. What's traffic? Vehicles in the business of transportation under a regulated commercial enterprise for profit or gain. Now, I'm not talking about these big 18-wheel trucks. I'm talking about your little car is an automobile, but it's also can be classified as a vehicle. Now, think about this. If you're under inalienable rights, government-granted rights, then you may convert your automobile to a vehicle, get it registered, get a driver's license, and drive in traffic. But if you're actually traveling in your automobile, do you need a driver's license? You look up the Supreme Court decisions, and there are many of them. Just look up the definition, Supreme Court decisions of driving, of vehicle, of license, of regulation. And all of a sudden you see we have two different worlds out there. One, the people live under unalienable rights. The other one is inalienable rights. And some people want to and should live under inalienable rights. But most of us don't know that there's a difference. And I'm suggesting, hey, just check it out. It's not a bad idea. Does it mean that you can go out, buy a automobile, and travel on the highways with no driver's license because you're not driving, you're traveling, no vehicle registration because you have an automobile, it's not a vehicle, and you won't get pulled over by law enforcement because you don't have a license plate and registration and insurance and a driver. Nope, they're going to pull you over. But if you know what the law is, you might suggest to them that I don't have a driver's license because I'm not driving. Well, I just saw you going down the road. You were driving. No, because here's the definition of driving. Again, one employed in conducting a vehicle under a regulated commercial enterprise for profit or gain. Now, that's what the Supreme Court and all kinds of courts. I'll just give you one. I'll give you one here. The word traffic is manifestly used here in secondary sense and has reference in the business of transportation for profit. Allen versus City of Bellingham, Washington, 163, Paul 18. Traffic. Commerce, trade, sale, or exchange of merchandise, bills, money, or alike, the passing of goods and commodities from one to another. Bouvier's Law Dictionary, 1914 edition, page 3307. Hey, we're running out of time again, but I just want people to think about it. Get Bouvier's Law Dictionary, get Black's Law Dictionary, understand what your rights are, read the Declaration of Independence, read the Constitution. You know what? A lot of people died for this. A lot of people died creating this beautiful country we live in. So I suggest learn a little bit about what they were thinking about in order to put us where we are today. Okay?
Well, that's what this program is about, Dr. Jim, to stimulate creative thinking. Thank you.
We've ran out of time, so hang in there, folks. We'll be right back after this short commercial break. You've been listening to the Shung and Chappelle Show, taking it to the streets right here on 780 KAZM Sedona. We'll be right back after these important messages. This is Dr. James Chappelle. Listen to this. According to the National Osteoporosis Foundation, osteoporosis causes over 2 million bone fractures in women and men every year. And as many as one-fourth of women who fracture their hip after age 50 die within 1 year. Did you hear that? 25% of these women will die within 1 year after fracturing their hip. 15 years ago, I created a nutritional formula that reverses bone loss. It's called Dr. Chappelle's Bone and Mineral Restoration. Along with my three-step protocol, we can reverse bone loss within 6 to 12 months. For a short time only, I'm offering free bone density scanning to see if you have osteoporosis. For a scanning location near you, call 480-588-8651. In Scottsdale, call Fresh Vitamins, 877-935-6907. In Mesa, call Nature's Finest, 480-616-2387. In Phoenix, call Healthy Habit, 866-986-5108. In Fountain Hills, call Nature's Finest at 480-837-4588. Don't wait until you fracture a bone. Call 480-588-8651 today.
According to this country's foremost authority on natural healing and medicine, Dr. James Chappelle, we actually get sick and even die from loss of cellular energy. Listen to this.
Not unlike a dimmer switch. If we reduce the electricity going to a light bulb low enough, there won't be enough energy to illuminate the filament. Humans are no different. Without cellular energy, we die.
In Dr. Chappelle's latest book, Inside the Vortex, he explains how cosmic frequencies coming to and through the Earth, especially through the Sedona Mountains, can influence our cellular zeta electrical potential. He puts it this way.
Our zeta electrical potential has a minus 70 millivolt depolarization phase with a peak plus 30 millivolt and repolarization phase of minus 90 millivolts. This creates a minus 120 millivolt differentiation. When this range diminishes, so does our health and our ability to feel an energetic vortex.
The following are a few locations selling Dr. Chappelle's book, Inside the Vortex. The Sedona Rouge Hotel and Spa in West Sedona across from the Wells Fargo Bank. Living Springs Water Store in West Sedona next to Picasso's Restaurant. Mother Saatchi's Gift and Bookstore on Route 179 in the Creekside Plaza. And also you may call our office at 480-588-8651.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired and having endless treatment approach to your health challenge? I'm Dr. James Chappelle. Since 1971, I've been a health researcher and educator specializing in natural healing and natural medicine. I am multi-board certified as a chiropractic physician, traditional naturopath, and social worker. I'm also a clinical nutritionist, medical herbalist, and formulation chemist with a bachelor's degree in science. Simply, I know how the body works and what to do when it doesn't. Until, if and when you discover and address the cause of your sickness, you will never find a cure. All cures are found in the cause, not in the treatment. If you're interested in an in-depth nutritional consultation and more, you may call my office at 480-588-8651. The key to optimum health and longevity is education and taking effective action. Good doctors are medical detectives. Interested? Call me today. Stop paying your credit card. Do you know there's a legal loophole that allows you to completely erase your unsecured debt without bankruptcy or paying it off? This proven system has a 100% success rate since 2002. Thousands have stopped paying their credit card and even student loan debt. It's likely you qualify for complete debt elimination. So go now to thedebtsecret.com and find out what credit card companies don't want you to know. Again, that's thedebtsecret.com.
Do you or someone you know have a health challenge? Receive a free introductory online consultation with world-renowned healer Dr. James Chappelle at drjimstore.com. www.jimmyhealing.com. Dr. Jim is one of the few doctors with over 45 years healing experience, known for immediately getting to the cause of health challenges and providing exactly what is needed to bring the body back into a state of balance and health as fast as possible. Go now to drjimstore.com. Again, it's drjimstore.com and secure your free consultation while they last. Welcome back to the program. This is the Shung and Chappelle Show, and I'm Nicole Shung.
And I'm Dr. James Chappelle, right here at 780 KAZM every Saturday at 11 a.m.
It's time for the Golden Man of the Hour. Today, Dr. Chappelle and I have with us Michael Horn. He is going to create the topic of our ET connection through Billy Meyer. We're going to learn about the most amazing aspects of our ET connections and what it is bringing us to in these ascension times. This program could very well challenge your paradigm right now, because Michael's going to breach on areas that you may not like and they may feel uncomfortable. But as our goal is with the program, is to reach deep into our thoughts so we can discover the truth. So Michael, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Nicole. It's really, really delightful to speak with you again.
Okay.
Old friends that we are.
So tell us about Billy Meyer and how you've been working. You are the authorized American media representative for over 37 years with Billy. Is that correct?
Well, actually, I've been researching the case for over 37 years, and my official representation started in 2004. So I've been officially representing them for a little more than 12 years, you know, in effect.
Okay, and so tell everyone who Billy Myers is.
Sure. Billy Meyer is a Swiss man. He's 79 years old, and he claims to have been in contact for 75 of his, almost 75 of his 79 years with an extraterrestrial human race called the Pleiaren, who come from about 80 light years beyond the Pleiades that we see in the night sky, which do not support any life forms themselves.
Hmm.
And from there, it gets very interesting.
Michael, spell that.
Sure. Pleiaren, they use the J, so it's P-L-E.
P-L-E, yep.
J-A-R-E-N, Pleiaren.
Okay,
and so yeah.
What is the message Billy has received from these? They are human beings, aren't they?
Fully human beings, and you know, I want to put it into this context, if I may. I think that we would all agree that the absolutely confirmed and corroborated existence of extraterrestrial life, that which had been proved, would be the single most important discovery in human history. But that would be exceeded by proven and established contact between any extraterrestrials and human beings of Earth. So in this case, we have volumes of what no other case has, and that is actual evidence. Let's address your question as best I can. When we get through the eye candy, meaning Meyer's 1200 clear daytime and nighttime UFO photos, films, video, the sound recordings and metal samples and the handprints and the cars and all this, and then we look into the 26,000 plus pages of information, only a fraction of which have been translated into English, we then move to what the core and the essence and the reason for the contacts are. And that is basically put into a kind of a one-sentence piece. It's to help us assure our own very threatened future survival. Nowadays, many people can start to see their future survival is indeed threatened. But when Meyer, at 14 years of age in 1951, first started to publish the specific information, which included his being the first person to specifically warn about climate change, and from there, global warming and AIDS and the two U.S.-Iraq wars and Russian military movements and the spread of radical Islamist terrorism worldwide, my goodness, we have right now over 200 specific examples of corroborated, prophetically accurate, scientific, and world event-related information. So, that body, that foundation of credibility, which gives us additional evidence and proof of the authenticity of the context, leads us to consider what the Pleiaren have recommended for us to help us preserve ourselves, assure our future, and evolve. And that is in a body of information that overall we call the spiritual teaching, which is a non-religious, belief-free teaching, instruction, if you will, for people to take the responsibility to examine, read, learn, study, and test themselves in their own consciousness and in the world.
Well, I've got to ask him because he brought up something pretty profound to me. So, Michael, what you're saying that from 1951, Billy communicating with these people, they laid out what might happen in the future. Does he have anything current, maybe saying today, what's going to happen next year or 2, 3, 5 years from now?
Well, a lot of it has been laid out, actually, because, excuse me, I'm a little dry up here. I should also back it up a little and say his contact started in 1942 when he was five. In 1944, he started to actually take down the information, which would later be officially transcribed, and a lot of the information specific, even warned about the EU. So, to respond to your question about what's going to happen, have they said anything specific, I do point to the information freely posted in my blog, because I take the various excerpts from the prophetic information, the warnings, and I show that they are upon us now. Now, that being said, we are also told where this is leading if we don't change our direction. They've been warning about this for, 65 or more years. So the things that people were a decade ago not even concerned with, or 20 years ago not concerned with, and poo-pooing, and still even poo-pooing, like the climate change and the global warming. Well, Meyer's information talks about the extreme consequences of this. He published within days of Fukushima, he was publishing information about the full nature of the meltdown and that the atomic radioactive particles had already been noticed by the Pleiaren in northern Europe. He published information within days about the real damage being done from the BP disaster. All of these things, and his preemptive or prophetic information, warning in advance about so many things, we are now in the times that they've told us we should avoid. Yes, there are specific things coming. We can see it now. Look, our country, they've been warning through Meyer for a long time about Russian military movements and the fact that all of this is provoked by the policies of the United States and have been for decades, going back to World War II times and before. So now, Meyer, even a year ago, I put up a video on my channel a year ago. Meyer is talking about, the dangers of the radical Islamists and what's coming. They're far worse than Al-Qaeda, and we're now seeing it. But he's also saying you must not provoke Putin. He is not looking for war. I've got the video I just put up recently. He's reiterating, this is very dangerous. Do not provoke him. This is a conspiracy between the U.S., the EU, Merkel, and NATO, and you are really risking, basically, we're risking getting this country utterly destroyed in a nuclear conflagration that not only we won't win, no one will win in this world, but
Michael,
the Northern Hemisphere will be. I'm sorry.
Michael, before we go to break, I hate to leave on this. Please just give us your website very quickly so people can learn more about your subject.
Sure. It's They Fly.
They Fly. Okay.
T-H-E-Y, F as in freedom, L-Y. Theyfly.com.
Theyfly.com. Okay, we'll be right back with Michael Horn, and we're going to have solutions, folks, so hang on.
We're talking to our golden man of the hour, Michael Horn. We'll be right back after these messages. You've been listening to the Shung and Chappelle Show, taking it to the streets right here on 780 KAZM Sedona. We'll be right back after these important messages. This is Dr. James Chappelle. Listen to this. According to the National Osteoporosis Foundation, osteoporosis causes over 2 million bone fractures in women and men every year. And as many as one-fourth of women who fracture their hip after age 50 die within 1 year. Did you hear that? 25% of these women will die within 1 year after fracturing their hip. 15 years ago, I created a nutritional formula that reverses bone loss. It's called Dr. Chappelle's Bone and Mineral Restoration. Along with my three-step protocol, we can reverse bone loss within 6 to 12 months. For a short time only, I'm offering free bone density scanning to see if you have osteoporosis. For a scanning location near you, call 480-588-8651. In Scottsdale, call Fresh Vitamins, 877-935-6907. In Mesa, call Nature's Finest, 480-616-2387. In Phoenix, call Healthy Habit, 866-986-5108. In Fountain Hills, call Nature's Finest at 480-837-4588. Don't wait until you fracture a bone. Call 480-588-8651 today.
According to this country's foremost authority on natural healing and medicine, Dr. James Chappelle, we actually get sick and even die from loss of cellular energy. Listen to this.
Not unlike a dimmer switch. If we reduce the electricity going to a light bulb low enough, there won't be enough energy to illuminate the filament. Humans are no different. Without cellular energy, we die.
In Dr. Chappelle's latest book, Inside the Vortex, he explains how cosmic frequencies coming to and through the Earth, especially through the Sedona Mountains, can influence our cellular zeta electrical potential. He puts it this way.
Our zeta electrical potential has a minus 70 millivolt depolarization phase with a peak plus 30 millivolt and repolarization phase of minus 90 millivolts. This creates a minus 120 millivolt differentiation. When this range diminishes, so does our health and our ability to feel an energetic vortex.
The following are a few locations selling Dr. Chappelle's book, Inside the Vortex. The Sedona Rouge Hotel and Spa in West Sedona across from the Wells Fargo Bank, Living Springs Water Store in West Sedona next to Picasso's Restaurant, Mother Saatchi's Gift and Bookstore on Route 179 in the Creekside Plaza, and also you may call our office at 480-588-8651.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired and having endless treatment approach to your health challenge? I'm Dr. James Chappelle. Since 1971, I've been a health researcher and educator specializing in natural healing and natural medicine. I am multi-board certified as a chiropractic physician, traditional naturopath, and social worker. I'm also a clinical nutritionist, medical herbalist, and formulation chemist with a bachelor's degree in science. Simply, I know how the body works and what to do when it doesn't. Until, if and when you discover and address the cause of your sickness, you will never find a cure. All cures are found in the cause, not in the treatment. If you're interested in an in-depth nutritional consultation and more, you may call my office at 480-588-8651. The key to optimum health and longevity is education and taking effective action. Good doctors are medical detectives. Interested? Call me today. Stop paying your credit card. Do you know there's a legal loophole that allows you to completely erase your unsecured debt without bankruptcy or paying it off? This proven system has a 100% success rate since 2002. Thousands have stopped paying their credit card and even student loan debt. It's likely you qualify for complete debt elimination. So go now to thedebtsecret.com and find out what credit card companies don't want you to know. Again, that's thedebtsecret.com.
Do you or someone you know have a health challenge? Receive a free introductory online consultation with world-renowned healer Dr. James Chappelle at drjimstore.com. Jimmyhealth.com. Dr. Jim is one of the few doctors with over 45 years healing experience known for immediately getting to the cause of health challenges and providing exactly what is needed to bring the body back into a state of balance and health as fast as possible. Go now to drjimstore.com. Again, it's drjimstore.com and secure your free consultation while they last. Welcome back to the program. This is the Shung and Chappelle Show, and I'm Nicole Shung.
And I'm Dr. James Chappelle, right here at 780 KAZM every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Welcome back. We're talking to our golden man of the hour, Michael Horn. He is the American media representative for Billy Meier, the most famous man on the planet that has ET connections. Michael has been had the great privilege of giving lectures to our college kids at Northern Arizona University in Flagstaff.
Mm-hmm.
And Michael has been asked back twice because he was so absolutely dynamic. So thank you and welcome to the program, Michael.
Thank you, Nicole. Thank you, Jim. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, so as we ended the last segment, you were telling us the devastation of a possible nuclear meltdown here. So
yeah.
Where do we go from here?
Well, look, the very bottom line, the essential part of this is that, you know, the purpose, again, this is the seventh time the spiritual teaching has been brought to Earth, and this time it won't be turned into a religion or a cult. But this is where they actually direct us, you know, and our attention, because this is the suppressed material, the secret sciences and all of that. There's nothing mystical here. This is how logic works, how thinking works, how we create our world consciously or unconsciously, and how to become conscious creators. There, you know, with all due respect to everybody, there's no outside authorities here. This isn't about gods, angels, saints, saviors, ETs, spirit guides. This is about the self-responsible human and how we learn to develop and apply the might of our thoughts. And Meier has numerous books, clear thinking books that are worthy of a great number of rereads, because as you read and learn and you apply this in your own consciousness, you see the results in the changes within you. Many things that are promised by, whether it's religion, whether it's New Age philosophies, challenges, this is how we do it for ourselves. And unfortunately, the sad part is we're going to have to be at this for a very long time to rectify the mess that we are in and that which is coming. Still, some things can be averted, but many things cannot. And
so
it will be up to actually the individual peoples that decide, individual persons who decide to start to, you know, check it out. There's nothing to believe here. And to apply and to work with material that instructs and that is extremely ancient. This is not anything that's, you know, quote unquote channeled material. This is the, if you will, it is the teaching of this universe.
It's kind of like understanding the laws of the universe. Is that correct, Michael?
It is exactly that. And some of these things we are familiar with. I mean, we don't pay enough attention to the fact that the law of cause and effect governs everything in the universe one way or the other. So all of our thoughts, all of our feelings, and all of our actions are connected. We are doing this 24/7. The majority of humanity doesn't know that we are churning stuff out basically unconsciously all the time, affected and sometimes even infected by politics, religions, various belief systems, and it's going on in our heads, and we're behaving and perpetuating behavior and feelings towards people and things that are at an unconscious level, very much unconscious, and this brings us to consciousness.
Now, Michael, give your website again, and then during our break, you mentioned something about, or I asked you about Donald Trump, and you said, yeah, we'll talk about that on air. Give us your website again, please.
Thank you. It's They Fly. Like, look up in the sky, They Fly.
Mm-hmm.
.com, and there's theyflyblog.com. And we've had visitors from over 185 countries now to the website and the blog, and people talk about all the stuff we put up internationally, so people are free to, you know, participate, as well as to send questions, and I try to find answers for people as best I can and tell them where they can, you know, find it. There's
good.
Tons of free information on these two sites.
Okay. Now what about Trump?
So I was with Billy Meyer, last May, this recently. We were talking about numerous things, and at one point, and I filmed this, this little clip is up on my YouTube channel connected from my site. And so I was talking to Billy because he's talked about Putin and he's talked about the U.S., different things. I said, so Billy, you know, we have the election coming. What do you think about Clinton and Trump? He said, now he distinguished her. He said, I will only give you my personal opinion, meaning that the play Aaron can tell Billy at any point who wins the election, all that. He will never publish anything like that in advance because that could affect people negatively. To know we have the, you know, free will, and we've got to go ahead and do what we're going to do or not. But he said, okay, my personal opinion is this. If you elect Clinton, the devil is loose again. You get George Bush all over. And if you elect Trump, it's just as dumb. And I said, so, Billy, that means that we get the two coming U.S. civil wars that are foretold? And he said, indeed, America will be wrecked. Kaboom. And, you know, when I first read about the coming American civil wars, it was in 1986. Billy had first published it in 81 in one of the prophetic documents. America will have two civil wars, one following upon the other, and it can't be helped that the country will break up into five territories, each under, you know, various dictatorial sectarian rule. Look out. Here we go. You know, like the far-right Christian stuff or whatever coming.
Okay, but so, if we have the power of thought
and change,
and we can create a brand new fabric, let's tear down that old judgment, dictatorial, subservient fabric and create a new mindset, Michael.
Yes, of course.
And because I can see small communities sprouting up all over this country, all over the world. Actually, Mondragon in Spain has done a fabulous job, and they're completely self-sufficient and extremely affluent. So
right.
There are models that we can follow that if we get with it and understand, we are not slaves.
No, he said that in the beginning. We could change. Can't we change this possibility?
Well, certain things can. Now, let me give you just a little expanded answer. In different parts of the world, and even in a few places in this country, just like here in Munns Park, we have a study group that meets once every month on the second Saturday, a free study group for studying the Meyer material.
And that's in Flagstaff?
That's actually in Munns Park, about 20 miles south of Flagstaff.
Okay.
And anybody, you know, wants to know about that, they email me, get in touch with me through the blog, whatever, and I'll let you know about it. And we've got we've got one guy for sure that comes up from Sedona, sometimes a couple of people come up from Sedona and other places. We've had people come in from as far away, I think, as Oregon, California, Texas, Ohio, Illinois, Connecticut. I mean, people have come from all over the country just to hang out on Saturday for 5-6 hours and go over this stuff. So to answer about these communities and what have you, yes, we have to understand that we have to first, one of the primary teachings in the spiritual teaching is you must see things as they are first, which is part of self-responsibility. In other words, we can't layer over a feel-good bandage of just positive thinking and say, well, we're going to fix it and change it. It's going to be this. We first have to see what the it is. And what we can see now in this country is a polarization that is multifaceted. It's political, cultural, racial, economic, you name it. And that has been fomented fairly deliberately by various powers that be. No matter who wins the coming election, the polarization will increase. As a side note, for instance, there are now two video clips up on numerous sites from a guy who did undercover work showing that, in their own words, leaders in the Democratic Party were the ones who set up the violence at Donald Trump rallies.
Wait, you know what, Michael, we're going to take a short commercial break, and then we're going to pull you back in on the last segment because I want you to finish this thought, and we're running out of time. Hey, listen, folks, we've been talking to our golden man of the hour, Michael Horn. We'll be right back after these messages. You've been listening to the Shung and Chappelle Show, taking it to the streets right here on 780 KAZM Sedona. We'll be right back after these important messages. This is Dr. James Chappelle. Listen to this. According to the National Osteoporosis Foundation, osteoporosis causes over 2 million bone fractures in women and men every year. And as many as one-fourth of women who fracture their hip after age 50 die within 1 year. Did you hear that? 25% of these women will die within 1 year after fracturing their hip. 15 years ago, I created a nutritional formula that reverses bone loss. It's called Dr. Chappelle's Bone and Mineral Restoration. Along with my three-step protocol, we can reverse bone loss within 6 to 12 months. For a short time only, I'm offering free bone density scanning to see if you have osteoporosis. For a scanning location near you, call 480-588-8651. In Scottsdale, call Fresh Vitamins, 877-935-6907. In Mesa, call Nature's Finest, 480-616-2387. In Phoenix, call Healthy Habit, 866-986-5108. In Fountain Hills, call Nature's Finest at 480-837-4588. Don't wait until you fracture a bone. Call 480-588-8651 today.
According to this country's foremost authority on natural healing and medicine, Dr. James Chappelle, we actually get sick and even die from loss of cellular energy. Listen to this.
Not unlike a dimmer switch. If we reduce the electricity going to a light bulb low enough, there won't be enough energy to illuminate the filament. Humans are no different. Without cellular energy, we die.
In Dr. Chappelle's latest book, Inside the Vortex, he explains how cosmic frequencies coming to and through the Earth, especially through the Sedona Mountains, can influence our cellular zeta electrical potential. He puts it this way.
Our zeta electrical potential has a minus 70 millivolt depolarization phase with a peak plus 30 millivolt and repolarization phase of minus 90 millivolts. This creates a minus 120 millivolt differentiation. When this range diminishes, so does our health and our ability to feel an energetic vortex.
The following are a few locations selling Dr. Chappelle's book, Inside the Vortex. The Sedona Rouge Hotel and Spa in West Sedona across from the Wells Fargo Bank, Living Springs Water Store in West Sedona next to Picasso's Restaurant, Mother Saatchi's Gift and Bookstore on Route 179 in the Creekside Plaza, and also you may call our office at 480-588-8651.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired and having endless treatment approach to your health challenge? I'm Dr. James Chappelle. Since 1971, I've been a health researcher and educator specializing in natural healing and natural medicine. I am multi-board certified as a chiropractic physician, traditional naturopath, and social worker. I'm also a clinical nutritionist, medical herbalist, and formulation chemist with a bachelor's degree in science. Simply, I know how the body works and what to do when it doesn't. Until if and when you discover and address the cause of your sickness, you will never find a cure. All cures are found in the cause, not in the treatment. If you're interested in an in-depth nutritional consultation and more, you may call my office at 480-588-8651. The key to optimum health and longevity is education and taking effective action. Good doctors are medical detectives. Interested? Call me today. Stop paying your credit card. Do you know there's a legal loophole that allows you to completely erase your unsecured debt without bankruptcy or paying it off? This proven system has a 100% success rate since 2002. Thousands have stopped paying their credit card and even student loan debt. It's likely you qualify for complete debt elimination. So go now to thedebtsecret.com and find out what credit card companies don't want you to know. Again, that's thedebtsecret.com.
Do you or someone you know have a health challenge? Receive a free introductory online consultation with world-renowned healer Dr. James Chappelle at drjimstore.com. Dr. Jim is one of the few doctors with over 45 years healing experience, known for immediately getting to the cause of health challenges and providing exactly what is needed to bring the body back into a state of balance and health as fast as possible. Go now to drjimstore.com. Again, it's drjimstore.com and secure your free consultation while they last. Welcome back to the program. This is the Shung and Chappelle Show, and I'm Nicole Shung.
And I'm Dr. James Chappelle, right here at 780 KAZM every Saturday at 11 a.m.
We're back again with our golden man of the hour, Michael Horn. He is the American representative, the media representative for Billy Meier, probably the most famous ET contact on the planet today. Wouldn't you say so, Michael?
He's the only authenticated contactee. All other claims have yet to be proved, and my editorial is, in 37 years, I haven't seen any evidence that the other claims are authentic.
Nice.
Okay,
nice.
Now, Michael, before we took a break, we were trying to figure out this two civil wars, maybe, and you know what we could do about it.
Right.
Continue on.
Sure. Here's the thing: we need a reset, and people who are consciousness related and consider themselves spiritually oriented and all this good stuff, we have to move beyond the current paradigm in that method of thinking. We have to go into the actual spiritual teaching, and you're free to check it out. Tons of free stuff on the website. We have a meeting for that. I even have a download instructional on one of the techniques you can get. It's connected to my website. This isn't about, yeah, we have books, we have films. I'm not here to plug stuff to sell. I want you to first read stuff for free, ask questions. If you don't yet know about the Meier case, it's because it's the most suppressed as well as important information in human history. Now, you can find out if that's true and make up your own mind. This may be quite helpful to people.
Okay, Michael, they can go to theyfly.com.
Correct.
And then you have DVDs for sale very inexpensively.
Yep.
And then they can get my Billy Meier's book, The Might of the Thought.
And the one to jump on right away is called The Way to Live.
Oh, The Way to
Phenomenal
Live.
Phenomenal book.
Okay. So, Michael, what I love that you say is this is not about plugging anything. This is about taking conscious, creative action. So thank you so much for being with us on this program, and we look forward to having you back again.
Be delighted. Thank you both.
All right. We've been talking to our golden man of the hour, Michael Horn. It's time for What's Real and What's Not.
And who's real on this segment, Dr. Chappelle, is the inspiration of Sedona.org. They are a wonderful organization dedicated to in educating the people on our environmental issues and solutions of what can be done about them.
Hmm. Where are they located?
They're here in Sedona. It's called inspirationofsedona.org.
Hmm.
Who is also real is thedebtsecret.com and thedebttrustsecret.com. This is an amazing group that will absolutely get rid of your student loan. So it's thedebtsecret.com and thetrustsecret.com.
Mm-hmm.
They are totally real.
Okay.
Now, who's not real?
Oh, boy, oh, boy. Go ahead.
Now, there's a great, great, well-produced documentary coming out. It's called The Years of Living Dangerously. Mm. It is narrated by Dave Letterman, who's phenomenal. He makes it a delightful film.
He does?
It's put on, did I say, by National Geographic?
So no, you didn't. But
it's
now,
so well
now
done.
Now you just did.
You came to that filming with me, Dr. Jim.
I did?
And I love the content. Mm. I love that we're looking at the world and what's happening in all areas. They go into India with the little cart and buggy.
Okay.
And they go into all the areas, and we're looking at the energy crisis.
So, sounds pretty good so far. So what's the downside?
The downside is this world is suppressed on energy. And we're talking about solar power. We're talking about coal. And we're still in the dark ages with our technology, and National Geographic should have done a much better job, because I have far better solutions with technology that completely clears the way. We've got a technology that can take a landfill, which is huge in India, mm-hmm. and turn it into electrical power, and then make all these cool fibers from it that make products. Over 26 or 30 6,000 products with this one technology.
Oh, and that's the 3D printer.
But they're taking the landfill mm-hmm. goo and they're processing it. What I'm saying is their National Geographic is putting out this amazing narrative about what's happening in our world. Energy crisis. Because
mm-hmm.
energy is too cost effective, and the oil is a joke. And in India, it showed
Wait, you confused me. I got confused.
Yeah.
You said energy is too cost effective. I don't think you meant to say that.
No, I didn't.
What did you want to say?
Inefficient.
Much better.
I'm talking about electrical powered energy with the wires. I mean, looking at the scene of India makes you cry.
It does.
Let alone they got wires so much that if you're a spider, you couldn't get through.
Yep.
And then they've got every toxic diesel belching generator on every rooftop.
Yep.
That looks like it's a minefield ready to blow up. My God. I know the technologies that are here available now, ready to go to market, and National Geographic doesn't come up with them.
Okay.
David Letterman doesn't come up with them.
Just a second.
I'm beside myself.
You said that they would stand by yourself for a second, because that way I see double. I want to ask you, what's the name of the technology where they go to a landfill and convert it into energy and fibers and stuff?
It's called Green Fire.
Green Fire.
Yes, and they are
right.
there ready
to go. Do they have a website?
Go. No.
Well, they don't.
Well,
that's real helpful.
No, of course they do.
Okay.
But the issue here is,
yeah.
why aren't our American people, we have the greatest minds in this country.
Yep.
We're not schlumps here.
Yeah. Okay.
We know how to think. We know how to create.
So
why are we looking at solar when I talked to the mayor of Sedona and she said, we tried solar. It wasn't cost effective. Well, of course it isn't, because it's, you know, the wheel and oxen going around. We have technology that can pull the electrons out of the air. We can put a box up to our house. No wires, no more grid. We are in the stranglehold of our political doldrum culture, and until we get out of that, like when we were talking to Michael Horn and how the ETs are giving us the universal language of thought. I mean, we are powerful, creative beings, and I can name you four scientists right now that for 20 years have had amazing technologies. I reported on them in the California Sun newspaper. I reported on them in the radio show we had out of Santa Barbara.
Okay.
We had Edward Gray. He had the cold electricity car.
Yeah.
And Ronald Reagan saw a public demonstration of it.
What happened to Gray? Where's the car?
As they did with Tucker, meaning our illustrious government.
Okay.
That we are so enslaved that we're all in goose step. We might as well be in Nazi Germany, for God's sake, folks.
Hey, you are wired up.
No, it just makes me madder than a hornet. That National Geographic put on this amazing. Everyone is going to see it on the television on Geographic.
Okay, so you're saying they're the who's not. You're putting them down because they're not promoting.
They're not doing their work.
Okay, is there?
I am an investigative reporter, and I can come up with way better science.
Okay.
And I can prove it. And this is not, you know, some airy fairy science.
I know.
Hey. I've got demonstrations have been made publicly.
I saw you on the top of our roof with a kite. You were trying to
me and Ben.
Yeah, you and Ben.
Well,
you were trying
we're
to figure out.
Forward thinkers.
I remember.
Yeah.
And you carry a lot of static electricity.
Yeah.
So here's the deal. We're running out of time
with all this stuff. Here's the deal.
Let me tell you, folks, this has been What's Real and What's Not.
Next week, we're going to have Dr. Jim talk about some real health issues that are concerning us today. Lyme's disease is a very serious issue, and he's got real affordable solutions. We're going to talk about a new water technology, and we're also going to talk about the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. This has been the Shung and Chappelle Show, taking it to the streets, creating solutions for financial freedom, sustainable communities, optimum health, and empowering our youth. To submit a topic for discussion, email info@imaginationmedia.org. Tune in every Saturday after the 11 a.m. news right here on 780 KAZN.